Blog Talk Radio.
Iced tea, stone cold. Calling on everyone to turn to cold washing with Tide.
Hello, my name is Ice-T. Can you spare a few seconds to learn about cold water washing with Tide?
Hi, my name is Steve. Did you know washing in cold can save you $100 a year on your energy bill?
Why wouldn't you turn to cold? It helps the environment.
What? Because Stone Cold said so. Plus, Tide cleans great in cold.
Hello, this is Vanilla.
Vanilla Ice.
Ice, Ice, baby.
This is a cold call.
I'm busy.
Stop. Collaborate.
And listen.
All right, I'm listening.
We're on a mission to get everyone to turn to cold washing with Tide.
Tide cleans better in cold than the bargain brand in hot.
It saves you $100 a year on your energy bill.
If hot's a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Word to your mother.
Word to your mother.
You know his mother?
Mr. T here.
Mr. T.
This is a cold call.
Yeah, what y'all want?
Will you turn to cold washing with Tide?
Quit your jibber-jabber.
Tide cleans better in cold than the bargain brand in hot.
So Mr. T can wash his Hanes teas in cold.
You can save up to $100 on your energy bill.
Mr. T will turn to cold, and so will this fool.
I turn to cold.
You know, technically, you're Mr. T.
Technically, Steve.
This was a cold call.
This is Annie.
Annie Murphy.
This is a cold call.
We're calling to get you to turn to cold washing with Tide.
And subscribe.
Wait, wait, wait. This helps the environment.
And saves you money.
Oh, the environment. Yeah, yeah, yeah. With the trees and the shrubs. How much money?
$100 a year on your energy bill. It's like getting paid for doing nothing.
I will take that money for the environment.
This was a cold call.
Hello.
Hello, Mark Messier.
It's Messier.
Mark Messier.
Mess-C-A.
This is a cold call.
Calling to get you to turn to cold washing with Tide.
Yeah, guys, I've been doing it for years.
Really?
It saves me $100 a year on my energy bill. Plus, Tide cleans great and cold.
Tell me more.
Washing and cold helps the environment.
Hey, how would you like a job at a call center, my man?
Absolutely not.
This was a cold call.
This is a product of WBN, and this is News Hour, and I'm your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, and we have a special segment tonight. Tonight marks our 3,000th. All-time show with so many great archives in the books and many more history in the making to be made. So put your hands together and celebrate our 3,000 all-time show dating today. And now for our first news segment, per CNN, Biden's national security advisor says Russia could invade Ukraine any day now. Do we know when? No. But what can we do? We can take precaution. Jake Sullivan issued a stark warning on Sunday. This invasion is supposedly positioned to possibly take place before the end of the Beijing Winter Olympics, which end on February 20th. The U.S. has estimated that Russia has more than 100,000 troops near Ukraine border. The U.S. will defend NATO territory at all costs necessary. We will impose the cost on Russia, and we will ensure that we emerge from this as the West stronger, more determined, more powerful than we have been in 30 years, and that Russia ultimately suffers a significant strategic cost for military action. And boy, I tell you, there's so much going on in the world, and then you see this news story about Russia wanting to invade the Ukraine. Do we know what caused it? There's a lot of speculation, but who can really be sure? That's why it's so important that you stay keen on the world news and what's taking place around the world. And the best thing that we can do from a U.S. standpoint is advise our civilians that are in Ukraine to leave, let them know that we are sending in our troops, and make sure that they are safe and sound by all measures necessary. Another thing that I wanted to shout out about this story was that even though there's 1,000 troops near the Ukraine border, the U.S. concern over the situation in Ukraine was further underscored Sunday when U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, scrapped plans to lead a delegation to Liberia this week. Instead, focus on the tensions between Russia and Ukraine, according to a source familiar with the decision. Our Pentagon Press Secretary, John Kirby, said Sunday the intelligence the Defense Department has that suggests Russia could invade Ukraine at any moment really was a combination of factors, including what the U.S. is seeing in plain sight on the border, because we could only speculate what we can see. We don't want to make assumptions. And I think a mosaic of the intelligence seeing, not speaking to it specifically, but we have good sources of intelligence, and they're telling us that things are sort of building now to some kind of crescendo opportunity for Mr. Putin. Regarding the exit of some American forces and diplomatic staff from Ukraine, Kirby told MSNBC that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, out of an abundance of caution, decided it was time to move them out of the country, adding that the troops were already stationed close to the Polish border, so it was fairly easy to get them out of the country. Jake Sullivan on Friday had warned that Americans to leave and said that military action could begin with an aerial bombardment that could kill civilians. And we want to make sure that none of our civilians die due to some mess that we didn't even want to formulate. So it's so important to just be following this news story. It's one of the top ones out right now. And then now for our second news segment per NBC News, it's about what's taking place in Canada, the U.S. and Canada borders. But before we jump into it, now these commercial messages.
At Farmers, we've seen almost everything, so we know how to cover almost anything, even a UFH2O.
That's really not good.
It happened August 14th, 2008, and we covered it. Talk to Farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Wow, okay. So now, as I was saying, the second news segment for tonight is per NBC News, Ambassador Bridge reopens between U.S. and Canada. It cleared a weekend blockade mounted by protesters who were unhappy about vaccine mandates because people feel like they should have a choice whether they get the vaccine or not, and it should not be imposed on them because of their livelihood or whatever the case may be. So they had all right to protest. And with the Ambassador Bridge, a crucial roadway for U.S.-Canadian trade, after it reopened late Sunday, after authorities had cleared up the whole weekend blockade, because there were so many protesters out there who, some of them did have to pay for their actions, the Detroit International Bridge Company, the owner and operator of the structure, said in a statement that the bridge was, again, I quote, allowing the free flow of commerce between the Canada and U.S. economies. Windsor Mayor Drew Dilkins had proclaimed at the end of the demonstration earlier in the day, and he said, "Today, our national economic crisis at the Ambassador Bridge came to an end," he said in a statement Sunday afternoon. After a day of snowfall, temperatures in the teens, so cold, 25 to 30 arrests, and the seizure of 5 vehicles, Pam Mizuno, deputy chief of police in the border port city of Windsor, Ontario, echoed that declaration during an afternoon press conference, even as the bridge remained closed at the time. So they had to get in front of the media to let the people know what was going on, right? So after all that happened, they went to Twitter and they tweeted early Monday, praise her officers as well as those from outside agencies, adding, I am very thankful for today's peaceful outcome. And that was by Pam Mizuno, because she wanted to tell the people that it could have went sideways, but it didn't. And she was so grateful that it ended peacefully. A few remaining protesters were subject to arrest if they occupied areas off limits or try to block roadways, she indicated. There may be a cat and mouse situation for a while. Who knows? We'll have to wait it out and see. Authorities also had to deal with concrete barriers known as K-rails that were installed near the entrance of the bridge Saturday, apparently to prevent vehicles from supplementing the blockade and help police corral demonstrators away from the structure. The whole point is to mitigate the risk and get people out of it safely while also telling them it's okay to exercise your rights, but make sure you do it in a way that is not, you know, causing more harm to the situation. So then the deputy chief reiterated the service stance of zero tolerance for any activity in the area. The deputy chief said protesters do have a right to voice their concerns in a legal manner, such as staying by on the sidewalk. Police officers began to disperse protesters Saturday after Chief Justice Jeffrey Morwet of Ontario's Superior Court ordered them to leave at a hearing Friday. After some success Saturday, the demonstration appeared to be breaking up before the crowd swelled again before nightfall. An overnight front bringing snow may have helped authorities as the number of protesters dwindled and officers made arrests on Sunday. Because if that was me, I was not going to be out there in sweltering cold. Are you crazy? Like, there's other ways I could voice my opinion. The demonstration in Windsor started February 7th and were effective in creating at least partial blockades of the cross-border traffic there throughout the week. But get this, y'all. Let me tell you how much impact that had monetary-wise. With the bridge closure, it had a huge, huge, huge monetary impact of an estimated $392.56 million. I'm going to read that again. $392.56 million a day in cross-border transactions. So that was money that was not being made due to the blockade, which carries more than one-fourth of the trade between the U.S. and Canada. So imagine how much trade is going back and forth on that bridge. And for it to be blocked, like, there was no money that was being made. That is huge, y'all. Then another thing, on Saturday, the Office of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Ontario Provincial Police and Royal Canadian Mounted Police were assisting local authorities. The Ottawa Police Service, largely alone in its battle to free the capital from the grip of demonstrators and truck drivers who had locked up street traffic. So that concludes that segment of the news, but make sure you keep up with following what's going on between the U.S. and Canadian borders, and just really take into account that, yes, if you are for the vaccine, good for you. If you are against the vaccine, good for you too. But you do have the ability to make choices that affect your overall well-being. There's no right or wrong reason, but just make sure if you are going to protest, you do it in a manner that does not come with repercussions for yourself or other people that could be involved. And now that brings me to our third news story that is also being brought by NBC News. So before we jump into that, we're going to have these commercial messages.
Whirlpool believes the magic of home is the care we give each other. And that's why Whirlpool appliances are designed to help all families make every day together feel special. Because care is magic. Whirlpool, every day
care. And see Disney's Encanto now, streaming on Disney+.
So our third news story segment, brought to you by NBC News. After COVID, there's risk of heart problems, which could remain elevated for up to a year. Among the unvaccinated, long-term heart risk attributed to COVID-19 were everywhere, researchers found. So as far as Michelle Wilson knew, she recovered from COVID-19. She was 65 years old, contracted the virus in November of 2020. Her illness, she said, was mild, and she was feeling ready to go back to work as a nurse in St. Louis by early December. And that's when her heart problems began. She literally woke up one morning and said, "My heart was racing and beating erratically," Wilson recalled. She was having intense chest pains. Fortunately, Wilson was not having a heart attack, but she did develop long-term heart problems, including high blood pressure, putting her at risk for further cardiovascular issues. Despite her age, she had no prior medical history to suggest she was at risk for heart disease other than COVID-19. So y'all pay attention to this, because you have to pay attention to what your body is doing. So after that, she started to follow up on herself and et cetera. And indeed, it appeared that the coronavirus can leave patients at risk for heart problems for at least 1 year following infection. According to one of the largest analyses of post-COVID health effects to date, the study published last week in Nature Medicine found that the illness increased the possibility of heart rhythm irregularities, as well as potentially deadly blood clots, which form in the legs and lungs in the year after an acute infection. Who wants to deal with that aftermath, y'all? After battling COVID, now you have to be mindful of heart risk? COVID has also increased the risk for heart failure by 72%, heart attack by 63%, and stroke by 52%, even among those like Wilson, whose original illnesses were mild. The study lead author, Dr. Zayed Ali, a clinical epidemiologist at Washington University in St. Louis, said he and his colleagues expected to see some elevation in heart problems following COVID, but assumed it would be limited largely to people whose health wasn't robust previously. Well, boy, that assumption was wrong. The elevated risk remained when researchers accounted for age and race, he said. "It was a bit of a moment for us when we realized it was evident in all of these subgroups," Ali said, "including younger adults, older adults, black people, white people, people with obesity, and those without. So you see, there's no discrimination. The risk was everywhere," he said. Ali's team examined the rates of new heart problems among 153,760 COVID patients for up to 1 year following their illnesses. What they were trying to create trend lines to see if there was going to be any outliers or any anomalies so they could really provide conclusive evidence. The participants were patients who sought care within the Department of Veterans Affairs, and most were white men. Cardiovascular outcomes were compared to two control groups, y'all. Here are the metrics: 5.6 million people without COVID and another 5.9 million patients whose data was collected pre-pandemic. So we see two different groups of people that were control subjects, and they were looking at both of them so they could really make sure that their hypothesis was correct and really formulate enough information to give we, as the rest of the population, some clear and concrete information, which we know with modern medicine, the way that things are going, there's always going to be new research and information that's coming out. So we definitely have to, you know, stay keen and remain prevalent. COVID-19 patients in this study were infected before vaccines were available. So it's unclear how the shots might alter the findings. But that's one thing to be mindful of, y'all. But physicians on the front lines of treating COVID and its effects suspect vaccinations do cut heart risk because they reduce COVID infections in general. So there's the counterpart, y'all. So they're saying if you get the vaccine, you can reduce the heart risk because it's overall reducing the risk for COVID infections in general as a whole. Then a quote that right here says, I've taken care of patients with heart problems after COVID-19 infection, said Dr. Steve Neeson, a cardiologist at the Cleveland Clinic. The vast majority are unvaccinated. So there's been a lot of hoopla of back and forth between vaccinated or unvaccinated, what the side effects are, what the side effects aren't, what type of problems are there afterwards, and et cetera. But one thing I do want to encourage you as an individual is to make the best decision for you and your body, and always listen to your body. Our body is an incredible vessel on its own, and it has so many healing properties. So never be afraid to just pay attention to those warning signs. And if something does not feel right, make a note of it. Go talk to your PCP, your primary care physician, and make sure that you are taking in the right nutrition, whether it's supplement, what you're eating, and also factor in your exercise. Very, very important, because your health is equivalent to your wealth. And if you are not taking care of your body, which is your temple, then how can you want to have that longevity? And then the last thing I'll leave out with this story is anybody who is hospitalized with any kind of pneumonia that they acquired in the community has these risks for 6 to 12 months, said Dr. Donald Lloyd-Jones. He's the president of the American Heart Association. The open questions for him is this something unique about COVID, or is this the same story we already know? COVID heart risk may be showing up more regularly just because the virus spreads so quickly. And now, these commercial messages.
It feels so good to be cared for. Back up now, just a little more. The feeling someone's always there, just to show how much they care.
Nationwide is on my side. Anywho, now, we are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And you just heard the previous segment, The News Hour, which is a product of WBNN. And once again, I'm your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp. And now for the Gems radio segment, where we will be dropping gems to either educate, inspire, and motivate, but most importantly, get you pumped up and get you grooving and moving to relaxing throughout the rest of your night. So we all know today is Valentine's Day. Whether you're booed up, you have a boo, a husband, a partner, or whatever, or maybe you don't have anybody, you could still celebrate Valentine's Day with some of your girlfriends or some of your guy friends. I know the ladies out here call it Galentine's, and I know the bros, they probably get together, go to the bar, have a few drinks and some appetizers, and just chill and celebrate life. The most important thing is today is another day, and you woke up to see the day, and you have so many incredible things that are going right in your life. So just celebrate that and don't get discouraged if you didn't get a card, you didn't get any flowers or anything like that. You are still loved because you have a great support system that is around you and you have family members and friends that love you dearly. So I just wanted to put that out. And then now we're going to go into hidden figures. Or have you ever felt like a hidden figure? Or maybe you've been working behind the scenes, doing things, and not really getting recognition that you deserve. Well, I want to encourage you that you are hidden no more. We are in Black History Month, where Black is powerful, and Black does not have to be seen as something negative. Because when you think about funerals, they tell you to wear Black. Because Black has a negative connotation. Well, I want you to celebrate the color Black and don't see it as something dark and negative, but see it as just a color and without any negative connotation. Just like, for example, white. People see white as purity or whatnot, but why? Is it because we've been conditioned so long to think the way that we are thinking? Is it due to the programming that we've had over the years? Or is it just due to, you know, what the world has placed inside of us? Well, rest assured, I'm here to tell you that a color is just a color, and there's so many amazing colors. But I want to celebrate those who have went before us, and they paved the way, as well as those who are coming behind us and leaving legacy. I, too, consider myself a hidden figure. A lot of people may not know that I wrote a book. And it is called Chocolate Drop in Corporate America, From the Pit to the Palace. Some asked me, Genesis, and I said, yes. Why the title Chocolate Drop in Corporate America? And I said, well, I am chocolate. I work in corporate America. Well, I did work in corporate America, y'all, for 15 years. And I wanted something fun and catchy. I didn't want to just be that Black girl or, you know, oh, she's African-American, or the sister, or whatever. I said, you know what? Everybody likes chocolate. It's sweet. It's milky. It's tangy. There's bitterness. Whatever. Chocolate is chocolate. It comes in all shapes and sizes, all textures, and all sweetnesses, right? I was like, I'm that chocolate chick in corporate America. And then why did I call the subtitle From the Pit to the Palace? Because in life, sometimes you have to go to the pit to appreciate your palace. And your pit may look something totally different than somebody else's pit. Your palace may be totally different than somebody else's. And the palace, metaphorically speaking, is your level of success. What does success look like for you? Make sure it's personal. And how does it feel? So I want you to think about that. And once again, for those of you just tuning in, we are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And tonight is a special segment. It's our 3,000th all-time show with so many great archives in the book, and many more history in the making to be made. And right now, you are a part of that history. So, y'all, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into a discovery exercise here. So I want you to take some time to go grab a piece of pen and a paper, or if you're like me and you want to do it electronically, pull out your note section on your phone and write this down. Who am I? It needs to be personal, because when you know who you are, you're not going to fall victim to what the world wants you to be or what other people want you to be, because they do not define you. Those limitations are not holding you. You need to be who you were destined to be, and you need to be so in tune with yourself that it scares the freaking life out of you, because you're going to be real, you're going to be authentic, you're going to have compassion, you're going to have passion, and you're going to rock the hell out of whatever you are doing. So in my discovery exercise, I put, who am I? I'm a professional who now knows my life's purpose. It is not to sit down, muzzle my mouth, and continually let people get over on me. I know my worth. It's time to speak up, activate my faith, and walk into the destiny God has for my life. I'm a believer, and I know that every step of the way God has brought me this far for such a time as this. There's a reason for the seasons that he puts me in, and every single test that I endured produced a testimony. And those testimonies were brought forth from the mess that curated into a message. But before we go further, and these commercial messages.
Nervous? Oh, Blaze. Brings back so many good memories.
Remember our road trip in 97?
Our first real heart-to-heart.
I've never seen any of your movies! Not even the ones we're in together!
Hey, do you remember when that stalker kidnapped us?
Yes!
Blaze was there.
Blaze.
Do you have a barbecue?
Or a cheddar jalapeno?
Ooh.
Oh, remember when we stumbled into that turf war? Ah!
Remember when you bought your first house? Those were good times. They were golden.
You ready?
Seth, do you?
I do.
And Janet, do you?
That's a yes.
Yeah! I love this lady!
I encourage you to take a leap of faith and get out of your own comfort zone. If you are wondering what you should do next, take a step back and write down all the things you're good at doing. Out of those things, which ones bring you joy and fulfillment? How can you make a change in not just your life, but also the lives of those in your community and beyond? Y'all, the point here is for you to lay a sturdy foundation. And when you lay that sturdy foundation, you build upon it. And as you are building upon it, it is creating legacy, it's building your empire, and it is ensuring that you have a sturdy stake for future generations to come. This is not a one-stop shop. This is the time for you to take what you have and to really ignite your gift and talent. Live a purposeful life. And then, after this, I want you to formulate a plan on how you can implement those things and still bring revenue into your household. Times are changing, and one thing's for sure, jobs can come and go, but the empire and legacy you build will always be in existence as long as you have a strong foundation and continue to cultivate it. You too can be all the things you ever imagined. So stop limiting yourself by the things people say you cannot do or by operating under the limitations that others have placed on you. I want you to say it with me. It's time for me to bust a move. It's time for me to build my empire. I am destined for greatness. I am here creating history in the making. I am no longer a hidden figure. I am right where I need to be. And the right people who have my vision in their heart will come alongside of me, and we will complement each other, and we will build together. And I know that I am going to live my life like it's golden, and I'm going to do anything that I put my mind to without letting any limitations or barriers hold me back or condition me. Think about that, let it marinate, and I want you to rise up and be the best in your field, in your family, and in your circle, and lead by example. And now, to our final segment, Negozi Time.
Well, first of all, I'm real proud of this show, and it reminds me of shows back in the good old days of the original Beverly Nation. To the point, concise, and correct. Jess, you did an outstanding job tonight with news. hour. I'm very proud of you. That's what I was looking for in a news anchor. We have three news anchors on this radio network: Antonia Batts, Chinchilla Jay, and now Jensen Morris Kemp. Outstanding show tonight. And, of course, in our 3,000th show all time, I want to thank all the folks that counted that robbery that just has supported us all down through these years. We've had some great, great hosts, hosts who are still here laboring, hosts who gave us great opportunity in their voice, and I'm proud of every single person that ever came across in this network. Thank you so, so, so much to all the people out there that, really, really understood what we're trying to do. And here we go. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are Ngozi Time on Twitter and Instagram at that point, and also Pinterest. We're on Facebook at Oladele Malaya Ngozi. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi.my.com. I'm your mother and father's favorite producer, O.M. Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all of our listeners at Armed Force Radio Network. Join us and in for tomorrow's program. Know your rights with Tara Strength at WBNN 930 Eastern Standard and blogtalkradio.com. And let's end our programming tonight with the outstanding performance of Jensen Morris Kemp. You have 2 minutes left to go on the program.
Each of us has something valuable to bring to the table. In fact, when we all leverage each other's knowledge and expertise, it can create a unison that gives us a competitive advantage. We are better when we're united, which is why change can start with you and me. We can work to promote culture change, call out unconscious biases, stand together, tell our stories versus remaining quiet and scared, and give others a fighting chance. If we change our perspectives and encourage others to do the same, it will create a domino effect where others can follow suit. Right, y'all? So whenever I think about all of this, to overcome those feelings, what must you do? I have my triple R, or R cube. You must refuel yourself, realign where you're going, and realign the things in your life, and refocus. Get your focus laser clear, y'all, and you need to have clarity in order to see the path forward. It's not time to look behind, but it's time to look forward because your destiny is out in front of us. So you can do so by using your story and testimony to help set someone else free and set yourself up for success. Don't be afraid to share what you've been through because you never know how that's going to help break the chain of someone else's bondage. You did not endure those trials and tribulations just to shrink back and wallow in it or remain quiet. Someone needs to hear your story to strengthen them and help them navigate through the trenches to avoid engaging in the same things you have. That's why we're here, y'all. And I'm going to leave you with this. Don't spend too much time building up someone else's dreams and visions that you neglect your own. You matter, too. Your time is just as valuable as someone else's. Listen to that still small voice. Don't let your gifts and talents go to waste. Tap into your inner calling because you can achieve your wildest dreams with the right game plan. So tonight you heard the news segment. You heard gems where I brought you some incredible gems. We did an exercise, a discovery exercise where you need to ask yourself, who am I, instead of what am I, because the who is more powerful. You need to go on a good soul searching and do some self-reflection. And remember to write down all your gratitudes, the things you're grateful for. Affirm where you are currently in your life and where you want to go. Position yourself for success. And remember, as long as you build a sturdy foundation, that foundation is going to hold up as you build upwards. And as you build upwards, think about the people that you could bring alongside of you, because there is no I in team, and it takes all of us coming together to make this world a better place. I hope this segment tonight really blessed you and you go out and encourage somebody else, but most importantly, you encourage yourself so that you could be a bigger and better vessel and blessing to somebody else. Remember, you are worthy, you are loved, you are blessed, you are prosperous, you are gifted, you are talented, and you are enough. Once again, I am Genesis Amaris Kemp, and you just heard WBNN News Hour and GEMS radio segment. To connect with me, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Genesis Amaris Kemp. Check out my podcast, and if you're interested in learning all the other incredible things I'm doing, if you go to my Instagram, there's a link in the bio, and that has every single thing that I'm up to. Thank you so much. Happy Valentine's Day, and have a blessed and prosperous night. Love y'all. Mwah!